What's happening, everybody? It is Friday. We are dropping the show here for Saturday Night Showdown, Wild Card Edition. It's the playoffs. And boy, do we have an interesting game tomorrow night. Potentially, it's going to be the coldest it's ever been during an NFL game in NFL history. What does that mean? Well, let's go ahead and take a look at our options for guys we can play tomorrow night. Okay. Going to be very, very cold. Okay. So right away, in a game like that, number one, I don't care who's playing quarterback. It's just going to be difficult to throw the ball far distances and catch it. More explosive players, just like in a bad rain game or something like that, are going to have the advantage, right? The field is, you know, frozen. People are going to be slipping, things like that. So I'm going to gravitate on two different options. Number one, players who can catch the ball and make explosive plays, but they don't have to catch the ball so far down the field. Okay. Those are the offensive players that I'm going to be gravitating towards. I think this game still goes over the total. That might be a little bit of a hot take, but, you know, it is what it is. Also, you know, kickers are interesting in this one. There's not too many going to be too many opportunities to go for like a 50-yard field goal or like a 55-yarder. So, in my opinion right there, that limits the upside of kickers. Now, I think the Butker might be okay. It also might just be harder to score in the red zone, right? In the playoffs, people are not as apt to take chances, right? So, you know, on the 10-yard line on fourth down, they're most likely going to kick the ball, right? So there's something to be said for both sides of that. Right away, the ownership that we have right now is very interesting. Our highest owned caption is going to be Rashee Rice, which I think is wild. I think that he's fine to play in the flex spot, but I have no idea why he would be the highest owned. To me, I'm fine with playing Mahomes, but my preferred captain for the Chiefs is either going to be Pacheco or Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce's price is probably the lowest I've seen it in a long time. He didn't even get over 1,000 yards this year. This could be the game where he just kind of goes nuts. And it's not going to be these big plays. I'm thinking like 9 to 10 catches for like 88 yards and a touchdown. Okay, but I think that's going to get it done. He could easily have 2 touchdowns, right? It didn't have very many multi-touchdown games, and his ownership is way down. So that really drives me towards Travis Kelce as my favorite option for captain of the Chiefs. Pacheco's probably, they're like 1A and 1B for me. Okay. For the Dolphins, my favorite captain by far and away is going to be Devon Achane. 9,200, dynamic playmaker. Yeah, Tyreek Hill, obviously. He's 12,800. That is so terribly hard to get to. I think you could do it. There's some guys, you know, that I think that you can get to, right? There's some cheap guys there. You can play Alec Ingold, I think, is a viable option. You can play Berrios at 3,000 to fit those guys in. Cedric Wilson, I'm more than happy to go right back to. Again, short area guy. And at 2% ownership, if no one's going to play Cedric Wilson, I'm going to have a fair amount of Cedric Wilson. I don't even care if Waddle plays, because Waddle constantly gets hurt. Okay, he's constantly missing plays. So, you know, duh, obviously people are going to like Tyreek, but I really like Achane. I think he's kind of the sleeper option. If Raheem Mostert plays, I really like Raheem Mostert. I like, if you're going to build like Dolphins heavy, I like playing both running backs because I think that they can both get there. And I think that Miami's path to winning this game, if you're building that kind of a lineup, is obviously running the ball a fair amount. Okay. If I'm going to play a defense, I'm probably going to play the Chiefs defense. Dolphins defense is just way too banged up. Some of their most dynamic playmakers are not playing. But I think, you know, if you want to play Dolphins defense, that's totally fine. Justin Watson, I don't have a lot of interest in just because he's more of the downfield threat. Kadarius Toney, I do have some interest in if he's active. Again, they don't really throw the ball deep to him because why? He can't catch. The guy's got hands of goddamn stone. It's really unfortunate. But he is dynamic once he is able to secure the ball into his hands. I think they're going to do a lot of push passes, you know, close to the line stuff with him, get him moving around a little bit. Okay. You know, like I said, I'm probably going to be full fading Waddle. I just can't trust the guy. He's never healthy. Tua, 11-2, really interesting. I don't know exactly really what to do with Tua. He's expensive. I think that there's certainly a path to play him. Let's see what the optimal lineups that are just generated with no inputs or anything like that. You know, whatever build type. You know, this is just kind of everything that's thrown out there. Looks like the most popular one is probably going to be this one with Pacheco at captain, A-Chain, Butker, MVS, which I hate. I would sub that out. So there's a good one to take a look at, right? So you've got Pacheco, A-Chain. Let me pull up DraftKings here, and we can kind of just talk through this real quick. This is how I like using the lineup generator. You know, every once in a while it comes out with a lineup that I'm like, oh wow, like I didn't really think about that, right? Or put some guy in there. But when you get, you know, a situation like this where the sim is putting something in and you just don't agree with it, but like you like a lot of it, right? Like we just talked about it. One of my favorite options for captain is Pacheco. You know, I'm fine with playing Mahomes. You know, I like A-Chain. Okay, great. So let's see if we can, you know, 1v1 swap some of this stuff out and get to where we want to, because Rice is expensive and Valdez-Scantling is not. So what I'm going to do is, if this ever freaking pulls up. All right, here we are. Come on. Like everyone and their mother is using DraftKings today because all day it's been going very, very slow. Still not popping up. Jeez, man. All right, hold on. Let me just pull it up on my desktop here because I definitely do. I think this is a good one to talk through. Let me pull it up here. Draft. Not gonna let me in here. Just fantastic. All right. Well, you know, you can. I wish I could really look at this in real time, but DraftKings isn't working. But anyway, like the Pacheco lineup, you could easily sub in Kelce, and then whatever you have left over, you know, you could kind of go from there on that one, right? Okay, here we go. So if we put in Pacheco and then A-Chan and then Butker and then Mahomes. Okay, we're left with 5,800 per. So Rice was 10-2. So if I plug Kelsey in, leaves us with 3,200, which is perfect. You could do Berrios. You could do Jeff Wilson. You know, he was getting some run. You got Hardman there. You got Edwards-Helaire. Let's just do Berrios. All right. That's a great build. Love that one. Right. And that's, you got $200 left over. I think that Berrios is more viable to get more consistent points than Marcus Valdes-Scantling, even though he's a little more expensive. So I'm cool going there. Right. Here's a Kelsey, Waddle. Again, like, this has got both defenses. This has got Waddle, Mahomes, and Rice. I like the how we're starting with Kelsey there. Like, I like the one below it a little bit better, where we're starting with Kelsey going to Butker. So those are the kind of the combinations of players that I'm going to be playing. There's a good HN one. A lot of really Chiefs heavy builds here. Here's an interesting one. You know, I think this kind of a lineup is going to be really contrarian. Yeah, look, you know, predicted dupes, you know, less than one. But, you know, Mahomes, Ingold, and this is just like, hey, they're going to kick the shit out of him, blow him out. Watson, Rice, I mean, you could just get all the top options from Kansas City. Don't hate something like that, okay? So, again, my favorite captain options for the Chiefs are going to be Pacheco and Kelsey. My favorite options for the Dolphins are going to be Achane and Hill. If you want to get different, I think that Mostert is a fine captain as well. I'm interested in playing, you know, not as many of the kickers as I usually am, just because it is going to be so frigid and it's tough to kick the ball when it's that cold. So, you know, that's a consideration. Some of the sleeper options. I like Tony, you know, hasn't been popular, can't catch. I get it. You know, kind of a bummer. I think Alec Ingold for just like a dead man is a good punt option. Cedric Wilson Jr. is somebody at 4,800 that nobody's playing that I'm going to get to. And a guy that I definitely like. So guys, good luck. Give us a follow on X, JJ McIntosh, Notorious VJL, Joey Props. I'll definitely do some updates for positive leverage and stuff like that. Thank you guys so much. Have a great night and good luck tomorrow and this weekend in the wildcard weekend. We will have another show that drops for Sunday Night Showdown as well. Thank you.